Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 633. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. I've got some music, letters, and a powerful message. I'm going to be reading scriptures that other religions like Baptists, Methodists, and other people read. And they are bending them completely wrong. And I'd like to show you that really people should not preach the gospel unless they have the wisdom, the fear of God, and also knowledge. They're without knowledge. But right now, let's pray. Father, open the windows of heaven, pour out your spirit upon this message. Lord, there's so many wrong things going on in this world, and the, quote, Christian world, unquote, is helping the Antichrist do their work. This is something that is in your Bible, the Bible that says they are going to do these things. They're going to forsake one another. They're going to betray one another, and they're going to take people that are of the Lord to the Antichrist for judgment. This is what some Baptists are writing in, and I just want them to know I'm going to read scriptures today that will show you how wrong this is. Father, we ask that that you anoint this program, anoint everything in it. The insight, Lord, of yours, we'd like to hear it today, as always. And that souls will be saved, and the wicked churches will, their crooked ways will be made straight, and that the true church of you, Father, Lord Jesus, the body of Christ, that the true church, the body of Christ, will grow and become more powerful and more bold to preach your word. How can they be bold to preach your word if they don't know it? And this is why you've told everyone to study the Word, to see if Tony Alamo is right. Study the Word to see. Make yourself a workman approved by God. That you need not be ashamed. Like, Father, through me, you're putting all these religions to shame. Father, I thank and praise you for it. Block Satan in every way. Destroy him. Rebuke him. And Lord, we'll give you all the power, we'll give you all the praise, all the thanks, and all the glory, and open up huge doors for us in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Now we've got Porter Wagner. I love the way the songs that he picks. I can tell that he's been to those old Brush Harbor meetings in Missouri. And I just love to hear him sing, and he was such a good friend of mine when he was alive. God's Wonderful Way, Porter Wagner and the Blackwood Brothers.
One Saturday night in a bar room, a gospel singer walked in, and bravely she read from the Bible and begged them to turn from their sins. Oh, come unto Jesus, she pleaded. He'll be your staff and your rod. When one of the drinkers said to her,
why, I don't believe in your God.
I don't likely know how you prove him. That's kind of the lies that you say.
The silence that followed was awful. The others just stood there in fear. But the drunk just kept laughing and saying, why doesn't your Jesus appear? Then one of the others who stood there said, that's enough of that now. What leads you to think that Lord Jesus would bother with you anyhow? Why, you're only a bum and a drunkard, and nothing that you can say would reach up to God in heaven and make him go out of his way.
And then came the voice of a stranger who stood just outside at the door. A stranger who simply was passing by, for no one had seen him before. Oh, listen to me, all you people. The place lit up as he smiled. Our Lord marks the fall of a sparrow, and every man is his child. There's none so great or so lowly that God's sweet mercy denies, and even the ones who denounce him will never be lost in his eyes. And then he lifted his right hand and smiled upon everyone. And the last words he said were like music. I know, because I am his son. Now each who was there will remember those words to his very last day, when Jesus appeared in a barroom and told of God's wonderful way.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Okay, Michelle, who's the first letter from?
From Haiti, West Indies.
Okay, let's hear what they have to say.
Dear Pastor Lamo, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I thank God for your ministry, which is anointed by the Holy Spirit. The world newsletters from the Tony Lamo Christian Ministries are transforming many lives in Haiti, and especially in Cap Haitien. Pastor, I need the French newsletters listed below to be sent to me as quickly as possible, because this is the time for crusades in Haiti. All the literature is very important to me, Pastor Lamo, so please send all of them as soon as possible. May our Lord God give you more than you already have, including health for you, your children, and your wife. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, signed Pierre Charlotte from Cap Haitien, Haiti, West Indies.
All right, praise the Lord. Do you have another letter?
Yes, from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, let's hear it.
Dear Pastor, I am Ghanaian and a pastor with a fellowship here in Ghana. We have been using your biblical books as our books and devotions, which I use them in teaching my fellowship. Please, I would like to establish one of your branches in Ghana in my community in order to extend your church here in Ghana, and also spread the good news and your knowledge on the Word of God to the people here so that they will get breakthroughs, healings, and most of all, salvation through your Word and your church branch, because you are a powerful man of God which is in the world. Please, I want you to help me with this suggestion to win souls for Christ. The church is the body of Christ, and without the church, we cannot win souls for Christ. Please, my Christian friends who also have fellowship here are willing to help me with this. Please, I hope my suggestion will be put into consideration without hesitation. Please trust me, and I will not betray you with this concrete suggestion. Thanks, your child in Christ, Eric from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Well, this definitely do it. Praise the Lord. Definitely do it. All right. I'm in the book of Romans, and I'll be in the second chapter. But just before I get into the second chapter, I'm going to read some of the last phrases of chapter 1, because I don't believe that people know what this means. There's a lot of people that, because of the fact that I'm preaching about polygamy, they think that they should report me to the civil authorities. Well, the civil authorities don't have anything on God. It's never before in the scriptures does Jesus ever turn anybody in, or any godly person ever turn anybody in for preaching the Word of God. Now, there's Baptists that are writing and saying, I'm going to destroy you. What are you going to destroy me for? Are you going to destroy me because I'm telling the truth about the Word of God? And do you really think that you could destroy me? Try it. Just try it. And I'm going to pray about you and let God handle you, because there's something so terribly evil about you that and anyone that turns Christians into this secular power. The Apostle Paul stated Dare any of you go to law with the unsaved, with unsaved people? These people, if anyone can look at the way the judges are ruling today and what they're doing to Christianity, and that you would help them, and you could believe that what they, that they're going to have righteous judgment over Christians, you're out of your mind. There's something terribly wrong with you. I pray that I have some Baptist friends, but and if they think the same way as you, I'm going to pray about the entire Baptist church. Because you people really don't know the Bible. You don't tell me about the Bible. You asked me, because we're the ones, we Jews are the ones that wrote it. And so, you know, I'm not at all interested in your theories, but I'm interested in the Word of God. Now, the first chapter of Romans here talks about homosexuals and how evil they are. And people that make judgments of their own rather than the judgments of the Lord. Because you've been brought up that way. Mama and daddy then taught me that way. And that's the way I believe. Don't make no difference, you say, as to what God said. This is your way. And if anyone does anything different than what mama and daddy told me, well, I'm just going to turn you over to the law. And then they mentioned that there's a church in Texas, yes, that they're doing the same thing to them. Now, in one of my recent messages, I told you about these serial polygamists. People like you Baptists and other people that call yourself Christians. You marry and you divorce. You marry and you divorce. This is polygamy. And so you're judging me. And people that actually are polygamous, but they take care of their wives and children. Not like you serial polygamists where you marry them and then you divorce and get yourself another wife. Because your first wife is a little bit old. So most of the men in the world today are polygamous. They're these serial polygamists. And the Bible tells you, let's just get into the Bible here, chapter 1, verse 28. And when, as they did not like to retain God, which means the Word of God, in their knowledge. Don't you remember that Jesus never turned anyone into secular authorities? Or don't you remember that there isn't a Christian that I can talk about or know anything about except Judas Iscariot that turned a person of the Lord, as a matter of fact, the Lord himself, into the secular government to be crucified. The psalmist David stated when he could have easily killed King Saul, who is desperately attempting to destroy him, he said, I will not, even though the man had been turned over to evil spirits, he wouldn't touch him because at one time he was anointed by the Lord. Now, you know, any time you mention the truth of the gospel, I've been in Baptist churches. The first one was where Susie told me, if they ask you to give your testimony, don't you tell of the supernatural way that you were saved. Because those people don't have the Spirit. And they will, they'll want to stone you to death. Because they don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They don't believe that God does miracles anymore. That God, they think that God is dead, as she said. But you know that God is not dead because he's pouring out his wrath on the world today. And so, we're going to go into this now. This is like the spirit of homosexuality. Nobody wants to go after them. This Baptist would prefer to go after Christians. And the strongest Christian on the face of this earth, myself. All right? The one that really knows the Word of God. Verse 28. And even as you people did not like to retain God or the Word of God in their knowledge, God, you know what he did? He turned them over to a reprobate mind, a mind that is rejected by God. to do those things which are not convenient. Verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness. That's A-L-L. You don't have the spirit. You have all unrighteousness in you. Fornication. You're like a serial polygamist. You like to grab all kinds of girls, women, whatever, and even adultery. Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness. Let's put Christians in jail. Let's team up with the beasts. Who can make war against the beast? Tony Alamo cannot make war against the beast. But you forget that Tony Alamo has got God. Amen?
Amen.
I make war with the beast because God told me to. But what you've done is you've joined the beast, you wicked maniac. Fornication, wickedness, covetousness. Covetous means that I like what you got and I want it to be mine and I'm going to have it. I want to see you destroyed is what you were saying. I want you to, your career to end. Then if you can do that, then come on, quickly, try to cause it to happen, you godless idiot. Covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder. And you like to debate. You know, the Bible says if somebody tells you what the Word of God says, and you hear it, but you don't receive it. And then the second admonition, and you don't receive it, rebuke them, put them out of the church. And if somebody's afraid that they're going to go to hell because they committed adultery, well, they should be fearful of that. Debate. Deceit. You're deceitful, you people. You don't have any God in you whatsoever. If you did, I'd be seeing a work of God out of you. Malignity, that means you're full of spiritual cancer. You don't know what the Word says, but you just give your opinion of it, and you stand on it. Whispers. Backbiters, these are all the traits of homosexuals. Haters of God. You will not receive the Word of God. Despiteful. Proud. Well, what does that mean, proud? You are so proud that you figure that your word is God. And your word is dung. Boasters. I'm going to destroy you. God will, if he pleases, will destroy you. Inventors of evil things. What they're doing is they're making up that polygamy, even though the gates of heaven are riddled with the names of the boys from Jacob, the man Israel, and it's established in heaven, because Jacob was a polygamist. He had four wives. They just don't receive that. I mean, they're disobedient to parents. They're without understanding. Covenant breakers. You're trying to get into more polygamy yourself because you are a serial polygamist. You like to have sex. Now, these covenant breakers, these Baptists, when they go to a hotel, the bar tab goes up 100%, or over 100%. And the sale of pornography goes up 100-300% when they're in the hotels. This is data from the hotels. Without natural affections. You don't have any natural affections. You're implacable. Unmerciful. You'd love to destroy a work of the Lord if you could. But you can't. If it's of the Lord, who can put anything to it? unmerciful. Verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, the word God tells you what his judgment is, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, you're one of those serial polygamists, you do the same thing, only you don't take care. If you had children, and if you had mistresses, you wouldn't take care of them. When you get tired of them, you dump them, just like most of the men in the country. You do the same, but have pleasure. You do these same things, and you company, you have pleasure in them that do them. Chapter 2, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art, that judgest, because you're judging with your own judgment. Here you are a serial polygamist, and you're leaving your children without support. This Bill Clinton has a black boy, and he does not acknowledge him, according to the people that work around him. He does not support him. And yet he is going to bring me to order with the things that I'm saying, that I'm preaching from the Bible. Now, what have you got against people, you Baptists, that preach the Bible, and you Catholics? It's because you do the same thing, and you don't want me pulling the lid off of you. But you, these people in Texas, they look happy, the children are happy, the wives are happy, all these different things. It doesn't make any difference if these men have multiple wives, because they're taking care of them. And you phonies out there, you don't take care of them. You're serial polygamists. And now you're trying to destroy people for the same things that you're doing, only you're doing worse, because you're doing it satanically, who have pleasure in them, and have pleasure in them that do the same. You are worthy of death, God said. Now receive that. Why don't you receive that? You commit such things, and you're worthy of death because you're worse than an infidel. You have sex with these women, and when they have children, you have them go to commit a murder, first-degree murder, abortion. And then you go into, prosecuting churches that are taking care of their wives and children. You're committing the same thing. Now, this is Bible, what I'm teaching here. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. But polygamists, Jesus never spoke out against polygamy. He spoke about divorce when he said any person that divorces his wife and marries another. Polygamists, a true polygamist, does not divorce a wife. Even David, who had around 99 to 100 wives, one of them despised him. So he put her in ward, but he still fed her and clothed her and housed her, and treated her like a human being. Not a scumbag like you people out there that are serial polygamists. You stink. You commit such things, and then you judge those that are doing them correctly. You're worthy of death. Not only do you do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Therefore, there's no excuse for you. There's no forgiveness for you. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art, that judgest. You're not to judge. God is the judge. And then don't you know that if God and the people, the things I'm preaching, if I were preaching wrong, don't you know that God would destroy me? I believe that. But God has not destroyed me. You've seen me prevail over and over again. For wherein, even though the government, the beast, has hired many liars to bring false accusations against me, you are filthy, evil, wicked person that would say something like that. For wherein thou judgest another, with your own judgment, of course, thou condemn, you're condemning yourself. Because you do the things that you think the Bible says, and you think that God condones adultery and fornication, but you're wrong. For thou that judgest doest the same things of the people that you're judging. Who made you a judge of God's people? I am not bringing my own judgments. I am telling you the judgments of God. Verse 2. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. Well, what things? Well, let me put a little marker here a minute. What things? What have we done, you will say, okay? So I'm on a marker here, and then I go back to what things, in case you forgot already, because you forget the Word of God, the Bible says. But one thing for sure is we know that Jesus, no Christian in the Bible, has ever turned anyone in to the secular authorities. And the secular authorities know that. The only one that did was Judas. Now, Judas was a Christian, but Satan entered his heart just as he has all you religions. And I guess you can't help yourself because you're driven by Satan. So it says, verse 7, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you, power to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God, and it goes into all these different things, but I want to, again, read this part. We'll just skip and go to, verse 20 of chapter 1. For the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen by everybody. I mean, if you don't see them, well, then you're brain dead. Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You just want to join the world. You hear them wagging their mouth on these stupid talk shows. And, oh, you want to get up and become famous by attacking a famous person of the Lord. God has a reward for you. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, maybe you Baptists have known the Lord, but then you heard a lot of false doctrine. They glorified him not as God. In other words, you don't do the things that the Lord says to do. First of all, you start teaching that there is no miracles, there's no Holy Spirit, that belonged to the people in the first part of the New Testament, that belonged to the people that followed Jesus back then. Why, you haven't read the Bible. It says to everybody that believes, everybody that receives, they shall receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power of God in these last days, more than any Christian ever needed it before. We needed it. They needed it back then. We need it more today. Because the Lord says that we're living in perilous times from people who love their own self, their own decisions, their own philosophy, their own judgment. And God's going to render death unto you. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful that God has provided a way for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only if you believe his word. Jesus said he is the word of God, The scriptures say he is the Word of God. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is God who came to the world in the flesh and told us what's right and wrong. When the Lord told people, there's no divorce. There's no marriage and divorce and marriage and divorce. This is marriage and divorce. You people are crazy for disobeying God's word so openly as you do. But there's around at least 50 to 70% people that call themselves Christians that are married and divorced and married and divorced, but became vain. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. But, you know, and people that are not thankful, we'll see you on Judgment Day, but became vain. A vain means that it's worthless. You're just making stuff up. You're an idol worshiper. You're worse. You're worthy of death. Vain in their imaginations. Oh, I imagine that Tony Alamo is wicked, and so I'm going to go and be a whistleblower. I'm going to turn him into the beast. Well, I just don't believe that it is the beast. The Bible says for us, you say, in your twisted version of the Bible, that we should obey the authorities. But you don't read that the ministers of the gospel are the authorities. You don't want to receive that. The Bible says so. You're full of your own vain imaginations. And their foolish, disbelieving in God heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Verse 23, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God. You don't turn Christians into the beast of secular authorities, you weasels. But the different religions have joined in with the beast. They've become the united. United means they've united themselves with the Antichrist, the Roman Catholic cult. Verse 23, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. So you have this image of our president, who is nothing more than a puppet to the Pope. You'll worship him. And he doesn't even know the Bible. And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Yeah, you're tuning into sexual program. You just love the things of the world. And then you don't ask for forgiveness, and therefore you're condemned. You don't change. You don't stand up for God's word. But you continue on, fornicating, committing adultery. Did you know that you're committing adultery, that you are a serial polygamist? And on top of that, you're an adulterer. You're having sex with somebody else's wife, you phony. And now you're judging someone that doesn't do that. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts. Now, you know, people say in the New Testament it says that you shouldn't lust. A true polygamist, I know some of them, they don't lust. They have a huge responsibility supporting their wives and the children from those legal marriages in the eyes of the Lord. So wherefore God also gave them, people that judge this such thing, up to uncleanness. You think that those people are lustful and full of every kind of lust, but you're the one that the Bible says is full of uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, your hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie. That's what you're doing. The truth of God, God never, in the New Testament, Jesus never condemns polygamy. But he does condemn those that marry, and he condemns them that divorce. Divorce is condemned. Whosoever divorces their wife, the Bible says that if you have sex with a whore, that you've become one flesh with a whore. And some of you have committed sex with many whores, and so you're one flesh with all of them, the Bible says. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. How many times do we have to hear of all these supposed to be marriages where they have two or three women in bed with one man? Perversion, filth. God is going to kill you. Did you know that? You're going to see that God will destroy you. Okay, so they worship the creature more than God, the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. That's what I'm talking about. They're watching filth on television and fornicating and doing all kinds of sexual perversions as they do on the screen. For this cause God gave you up to the way you are. Vile affections, and also that you are attacking Christians for the purpose of putting them away, because what we're doing is bringing you under conviction, unless your conscience has been seared with a hot iron. That hot iron is the hots that you got for perversion, you filth, you vice. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Well, how many times do we have to hear of these men that they say, get off by watching their wives having sex with another woman? You filthy dreamers. Verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. Oh, we get tired of women. We want to have unnatural sex. We want to have oral and anal sex, men with men. Filthy, filthy creeps that are now judging these men and women that are married in that Texas place, the church, and they're supporting their wives and children. They're not running around into bars. They don't have any television, so they cannot watch pornography, and then get into all these illicit sexual things, leaving the natural use of the woman, which God made. That's natural. But God is too straight for you, isn't he? You're burned in your lust, one toward another, one man toward the other. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was the good thing for them. Yeah, you're going to be recompensed. Surely you must know that there's a day of judgment. Don't you believe that? You haven't got past the first page, and you listen to John Calvin. I found so many mistakes in John Calvin's teachings that it's not even funny. We Jews, God has called us in these last days to make the crooked way straight. But you're still clinging to John Calvin, who doesn't have enough of God in him to even touch on the subjects that I'm talking about. None of you know. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. No, we don't want to remember God. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Well, you think of convenience as a convenience store, where you go pick up a loaf of bread. No, the Word of God is to be obeyed right in the Spirit to the letter. Verse 29. You people are being filled with all unrighteousness. There isn't anything that you miss as far as unrighteousness is concerned. You sinners, and you filthy swine know it. Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy. Envy because God is not blessing you and he is me. Murder. You'd love to turn people over to the secular government so that they could be murdered. You knock women up and you send them to the abortion parlor, which is murder. You're murderers. And you'd like to debate about it because, well, the Republicans or the Democrats this year say that it's all right to murder, and so therefore we do. We don't pay any attention to what you say, God. Murderers. Debate, full of debate, deceit, malignity, cancer, whispers, backbiters, haters of God. You hate God and God's people. Spiteful. Somebody that you'd like to have sex with had sex with somebody else, and so you want to destroy them, do you? I pray, Father God, that you destroy them. Proud, you raise yourself above the Word of God. You boast about being, we know that Tony Alamo is wrong, and I just can't see how that God allows him to, well, just keep saying that. Pray to God that he will murder me or kill me. And then I just say, you know, the two witnesses, the Bible says that if you try to destroy the two witnesses, God is going to destroy you. And I'm one of them. Okay, so be careful. I'm just warning you. Boasters, inventors of evil things. Yeah, you invent things that the people of the Lord are not of the Lord, or they're doing something wrong, and you don't even know the Bible. What are you judging for, you creep? Evil things, disobedient to parents. Verse 31, without understanding, you don't have any understanding whatsoever. You people that judge with your own judgment, covenant breakers, you make promises and you break your promises without natural affections, implacable, unmerciful. You don't have any mercy or you wouldn't be doing the things that you're doing. You don't receive the Word of God, so you're not going to receive mercy, those of you that don't sow mercy, the Bible says. Those that sow mercy will rejoice at judgment. Verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now, therefore, thou art inexcusable, O filthy man, whosoever thou art that judgest, colon. You're judging with your own judgment. You don't know the Word of God, and so you just, whatever imagination you have, that's what you do. For wherein thou judgest another, what you're doing is condemning yourself. Do you know what condemnation is? That's where a house, take for instance, they board the windows up and they put a red tag or a pink tag on it and say no one can live in here. And you're condemning your own self because God's not going to let you live in heaven either. For though thou that judgest, you do the same things. Only you don't do them properly. Verse 2, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth. Not your judgment, but God's judgment is the truth against them which commit such things. Verse 3, and thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things? and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God. Those people in Texas are taking care of their own children. They're happy. The children are happy. They love this. They love to help out the little kids. And who does this unmitigated gall that these stinking troopers are putting these people through that? And who gave the order for that? Why don't they come out and tell who the one is that called that shot? Was it Bush or Clinton again? Clinton says, you know, there's other cults in Arkansas. What is this weasel, though? He's a Catholic, and he's a liar. He said he's a Baptist, but he's a Catholic. And what? He also said he smoked marijuana, but he didn't inhale. If you believe that, well, then, you know, God have mercy on your brain. He also said he didn't have any sex with that Lewinsky girl and many others, but his whole staff that was behind him said he used to cause us to go out and get women for him. He'd say, that woman down there, I think she's really likes me. She was smiling at me all the time that I was speaking. Get her for me. And they'd bring her in the back room and he'd ask her to do his thing. You people are inescapable. Verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of God's goodness? You do because you don't realize that you're so far gone. I pray that this message will get to you because it is light. And, you know, even bugs are drawn to the light. What about you? Are you less than a bug? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Now, God has sent me to you people to tell you the truth, because we're in the end times, and God said that we Jews would be preaching the gospel to you Gentiles. My real name, my born name, was Bernie Lazar Hoffman. I'm Jew from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And God saved my soul in a much stronger way than anyone I've ever heard of. And then I've seen Jesus. Jesus appeared to me, and Jesus is the one that led me to him. Verse 5. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, you treasure up unto yourself wrath against the day of wrath. What you're doing is just bringing more condemnation and more wrath down upon your heads. You Christians out there, don't you ever, ever stand up against the house of God. Even the Godfather says, don't you ever make a stand against the family. Well, God is far more concerned about that than the mafia. He says, don't you ever, even Rahab, a harlot, wouldn't do such a thing. She did everything in her power to make these spies be safe. She hid them and told them that they went another way, because she feared God. It's obvious that you weasels don't fear God. And some other person says, he sounds mad, angry. Well, the Bible says that we have to hate Satan and love God. God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Some of you people's God is the devil. So he treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath. And there's the day coming for you folks. And revelation of the righteous judgment of God. God is going to judge just the way he says in his word. If he says you're worthy of death, you are, because he's God. You're a liar, he's the truth. Verse 6, who will render to every man according to his deeds? Do you think your deeds are good? Well, you'll find out on Judgment Day. If you're not believing what I'm saying, you're going to find it out that what I told you was the truth. Verse 7, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing, I mean, I'm preaching, I'm doing everything I can to defend the body of Christ in well-doing, but I'm not defending people that are serial polygamists, or they go out there, whoremongers, they go out and grab a girl at nighttime, and they have sex with her, she gets pregnant, and he says, go to the, I can't afford to pay the support or anything, support the child, and I don't really love you, I just wanted to have a night of fun with you, and so go to the murderers, over to the abortion parlors, and murder the child. But they don't. They say, and have an abortion. That makes you feel better, doesn't it? To them who by patient continuance in well-doing, which is the Word of God, doing what the Word of God says, seek for glory. That's what I want, is glory in the kingdom of heaven, honor and immortality, eternal life in the kingdom of heaven where we never grow old. Verse 8, but unto them that are contentious about God's word and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, Satan, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish. This is verse 9. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, the things you are doing, of the Jew first, and also the Gentile. My time has run out. It's time for us to pray. Now, you can go along, you know, believing whatever you want to believe, but you haven't taken the time to study the Word of God, and therefore you think you're going to escape the wrath of God by pretending that you didn't know. What it really is that you didn't care. You're going to find out. So those of you that do care, that want to have eternal life in heaven, say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit, the entire Godhead. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and say, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And now Sharon's going to tell you how to receive a copy of either a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. Remember, this is program number 633.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, tune in tomorrow for another comprehensive Word of God that shows you the real truth. We're going to straighten up all those crooked places so that you can really know God. All right, now, tune in tomorrow now. Remake sure and get yourself a King James Version of the Bible. Now, I remember when I was a little kid, I used to walk the hills in Montana. It was so beautiful because I felt free. And here's Porter Wagner to sing for you, God Walks the Hills with Me.
We all have have treasures we call our own. Mine are these hills I call my own. Just let me live till eternity in these hills God walks with me. Yes, He walks these hills, these beautiful hills, where my soul is always free. What a comfort to know I'm never alone, for God walks these hills with me. Yes, He walks these hills, these beautiful hills, where my soul is always free. What a these hills with me. Yes, God walks these hills.